Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
My gut is telling me that we're going to be getting lots and lots of comments on Dimitri Graffiti this morning, starting around 8:50, regarding the interview that I just had with Steve Novotny about East Ohio Regional Hospital. If you just joined us, breaking news all over the place, and now, you missed it. But my guess is a lot of people will be commenting on the interview on Dimitri Graffiti later on this morning. We've got Big Willie, who's going to be joining us, Mr. Big Willie himself, calling us after the 8 o'clock news from the luxurious cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125 as he's driving to Cleveland. He might have some thoughts on the interview as well as some other issues, too. But want to change the subject here for a little bit. By the way, it's a shame because I wrote this lovely email to Steve this morning. And, it's going to be a great show and raising lots and lots of questions. But here he says, no, I'm no longer the local contact. And it's like, oh, man, all the work I did this morning. And now it was just a waste of time. And how's your morning going for you? All right, fine. Next. Let's have some fun. Got a 4-pack of tickets here for you. A 4-pack, 4 great tickets, 4 great seats, floor seating, section 1. It is for the Steep Canyon Rangers, September 12. September 12 is either a Friday or a Saturday. Hold on, I really should check this since I'm giving away the ticket. Friday, September 12 at the Capitol Theater, a 4-pack of tickets for the Steep Canyon Rangers. If you like bluegrass, and this group has worked with and recorded albums with Steve Martin. So if you know anybody, you or your employees or your relatives or your friends who like bluegrass and want a 4-pack of tickets for the big show on Friday, September 12 at the Capitol Theater in Wheeling, this is your chance. Here's how it works. You call in and make sure you turn the volume down on your radio or any other device you're using to listen to Dimitri live and dangerously local here on Big Willie 105.5 or the River Talk radio stations. Then you call. I answer. I ask you your name, where you're calling from, and what you're doing, and I'll tell you what number you are. 10th caller wins the tickets. If you've won anything in the past 30 days, in the past 30 days with any of our stations, because we own all these different radio stations, I own any of them. What a joke. You can't win. But if you have not won anything in the past 30 days, in other words, if you're a loser, then you have a chance to win and win big. Here's the phone number, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. That's also the phone number for Dimitri Graffiti, where anybody can call in and say or do pretty much anything but follow the rules of engagement because they're really, really important. Let me make sure that we've cleared all our phone lines. Line 1 is clear. Line 2, line 3, line 4, line 5, line 6, line 7, line 8, line 9, line 10. All right. All the lines are cleared. 10th caller wins. 740-325-1490, 740-325, a 4-pack of tickets to see the Steep Canyon Rangers Bluegrass Show. Very good show. They get great reviews. They've sold lots and lots of product, and they're going to be at the... Hold on a second. It's already starting. The flood of calls is already starting. Big Willie, 105.5, what's your first name?
Give me what? This is Ryan.
Ryan, okay.
Give me one second.
What is that in the background? What am I hearing in the background?
Hold on one second.
Okay, again. I can't believe him. When you call, before you call, turn down the volume. Hold on, another one. Big Willie, what? All I'm trying to do is give away a 4-pack of tickets to the Steep Canyon Rangers. Great for you. Oh, hold on. Big Willie, what up? Maybe I didn't make this clear. Here's the concept of a telephone call. When you call, before you call, you turn down the volume on the radio or whatever you're listening to for Dimitri, because you don't want the feedback. When I answer, don't hang up, because that's not how telephone calls work. When I answer, stay on the line and then, like, talk back to me. That's a telephone call. Hi, Big Willie. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name? You have to talk back. That's how telephone calls work.
First name.
What's your name?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, you're caller number two. He was also caller number one. Did I mention that the Steve Martin has played with his group, Steep Canyon Rangers? Have I mentioned that? Bluegrass music. Bluegrass. We're on Big Willie 105.5. A four-pack of bluegrass. It's a concert here in the valley. Friday night. Hold on. Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Ryan.
You know what, Ryan? The way things are going this morning, you're the big winner. How about that?
That's awesome. Good deal.
What's your last name?
Britt.
Spell it.
B-R-I-T-T.
All right. I'll have the four-pack here for you. You know where the Womp Studios are, which is also now Big Willie 105.5 on Rock Hill, Bel Air?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll have them here for you. Congratulations, Ryan. You're the big winner.
Awesome. Thanks, Dimitri.
Oh, dear God. I actually have a headache. All right, Ryan Britt is the big winner for the four-pack of tickets for the Steep Canyon Rangers. Telephone calls are not really complicated. The concept is actually very simple. You call and you talk. That's just kind of how it works. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. All right, fine. So four-pack of tickets, that's great. Mr. Big Willie himself is going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news, calling us live from the luxurious cabin of his Freightliner Cascadia 125 as he's driving to Cleveland this morning. He was in Detroit yesterday, I think, or Toledo. Was it Toledo? Or he was in Toledo, had to go to Detroit, and he was at the scale place in Toledo, and there was some sort of issue because the regular woman wasn't there. Some guy was there, and I lose track. Anyway, Mr. Willie himself is going to be joining us, legendary OTR Valley truck driver, and he's on the road. He's actually in his Freightliner Cascadia 125. He calls in. He's just amazing, and he's, you know, it's just all part of the Big Willie 105.5 listening experience. You can hear it. Download the River Network app and click 105, Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me at the same time on the River Talk Radio Network, which is 94, now the new station signal, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. You can also see the show, Facebook live stream. Hi, how you doing? Not much to see, as you can tell. And let the word out. Tell everybody. Share this on Facebook everywhere, if you would, please. Now, Thursdays and Fridays, the way it was explained to me here, and this was not an easy concept for me to grasp, but the way it was explained to me here is this. You can hear Dimitri Encore in Dangerously Local, essentially the best of Dimitri for the week. You can hear it Thursdays and Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network. However, different times, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Thursdays and Fridays, only on the River Talk Radio Network. So just wanted to let you know, we're trying to reach as many people as possible, satisfy the voracious appetite of our listening audience. And so this is what we're trying to do to help you, because we do this out of absolute love. I think I hurt myself. All right, fine. So there's that. Congratulations to Ryan Britt, who actually understands the concept of telephone call. And God only knows what's going to happen with Dimitri Graffiti this morning. Holy cow. Yesterday was interesting. That was the first official day of Dimitri Graffiti. Today, I think it's going to be a little bit better. I hope to God it's a little better. I know it can't be any worse. So it might be a little bit better. All you have to do is call. Let me read you the rules of engagement just to get you prepared. When you call in, you're not going to be interacting with the host at all. Don't even try to talk with me because I won't talk with you. The rules of engagement for Demetri Graffiti are as follows. Do not have your radio on when you call. You know, duh. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, and do not violate any federal, state, and local laws. They're all very important rules. The most important rule is this. Do not, under any circumstance, try to interact with a host. You call, we get you on the air, you say and do whatever it is you want to say and do, and then we hang up. That's it. That's the whole concept right there. The Demetri Graffiti Studio Line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. And this entire segment, which will be coming up a little bit later this morning, is designed for you, the listeners. You, the listeners in Steubenville, in Weirton, in Barnesville, in St. Clairsville, in Shadyside, in Bel Air, in Wheeling, in Moundsville, in Brook County, or in up in Hancock County, or southwestern Pennsylvania, or wherever, really anywhere on earth, quite frankly, because now with our River Network app, anywhere on earth, you just call in the phone number or studio line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490, and say and do pretty much anything that that you want. You want to make comments on anything that you heard earlier today on the program or that you heard on other Demetri shows on Big Willie 105.5 or Steve's show or anything else, and it doesn't matter to me, feel free. Feel free. So we had some, actually had some decent callers yesterday, had some that were not up to, well, we need to get better is all I got to tell you. We, and when I say we, I mean you, because I'm not doing anything. I'm just, you know, trying to convince management that this is a really, really good segment and this really, really is needed for Big Willie 105.5 to give you another voice to say, hey, you know, I'm in, you know, in Weirton and we're still getting, you know, brown crap water coming out of our tap here. Or, you know, I'm in Steubenville and I can't believe they're arguing over this stupid plot to open a Dollar General. Or I'm in Moundsville and I can't believe this is going on here. Or I'm in, you know, Cameron and here's what's going on with the football team or, you know, anything. This is your opportunity to shine because I am not going to be taking any of the spotlight. I will not be interacting with you. This is your chance to shine, your chance to shine a light on an issue, on a problem, on a politician, on a this, on a that. It's a tremendous opportunity, and your voice is going to be broadcast on, count the number of radio station signals that you are going to be on. Big Willie 105.5, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, that's six radio station signals. Six at the same time. You can get the word out. Now, you will not be able to see this in the Facebook live stream because Facebook has essentially banned Demetri Graffiti. And it banned it because of royalty issues with the music. So Facebook says, we cannot air, cannot have you on with Demetri Graffiti. So fine, we're going to end the Facebook live stream before we start Demetri Graffiti. So the only way you can access Demetri Graffiti is through your radio or the app, which is River Network, and then download it and then click Big Willie 105.5. So there is that. All right, let's see, what else do we have coming up here? Steve Novotny this afternoon, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. If you just tuned in, you missed lots and lots of breaking news. And this guy, Harold Ramsey, who's supposed to be the savior of East Ohio Regional Hospital, now not only does he owe the citizens of Belmont County in the state of Ohio $1.6 million the last time I checked, and East Ohio Regional Hospital is racing toward its foreclosure. Is it foreclosure? Whatever the right term is for that. It's going to be very, very bad.
But in addition to that, now, breaking news, Harold Ramsey has not paid his local contact, Steve Novotny. He owes Steve Novotny money, too. I mean, think about this. You're the savior of East Ohio Regional Hospital. You're trying to convince people you're the guy, you're going to make this thing happen. Foreclosure, listen. You're the guy, you're going to make this thing happen. And now, Harold Ramsey does not even pay Steve Novotny, his local contact. He owes him money, too. If you owe Steve Novotny money for being your local contact, what are the odds that you have enough money to pay the $1.6 million or whatever it is that is owed now to the taxpayers of Belmont County and the state of Ohio? You can't afford to pay Steve Novotny what you owe him? And you're the savior of East Ohio Regional Hospital? Are you friggin' kidding me? Why would anyone believe anything this Harold Ramsey has to say now? Why?